Guys, this is your host Angelina Yusuf coming to you with another episode of Musicaholics, where we talk about music, where we talk about spiritual and mental peace and contentment and self-satisfaction. And I hope you all are taking care of yourselves, your families, your beloveds, because it's Corona time. Stay home, stay safe. Today I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic, that is Indian classical music. Music can be a very social activity, but it can also be a very spiritual experience. Ancient Indians were deeply impressed by the spiritual power of music, and it is out of this that Indian music was born. So, for those who take it seriously, classical music involves single-minded devotion and lifelong commitment. But the thing about music is that you can take it as seriously or as casually as you can. It is a rewarding experience no matter how deep or shallow was your involvement. Music has at least three elements. First, melody, rhythm, and harmony. Because of its contemplative and spiritual nature, the Indian classical music is a solitary pursuit that focuses mainly on the melodic development. In performance, rhythm also plays an important role, giving texture, sensuality, and a sense of purpose to melody. Harmony in Indian classical music is mainly the result of tanpura, playing a combination of tonic sa and the fifth pa or fourth ma in a fixed pattern in the background, somewhat like a joint chord. Harmony in the Western sense, however, is not the part of traditional Indian music, and it is important for you to look for it. The language of music, like Rag Durga, Rag Darbari Kanara, Jashraj, and Malkons, Chandrakons, the language of music is one of the favorite thing about Indian classical music. It's like you're learning a new language. And with language, once you've learned certain basic things like grammar and vocabulary, you start making your own sentences. In Indian classical music, once you have learned the basic notes, you are introduced to ragas, which are the musical themes, and then you are encouraged to play improvising and making your own melodies. And it's really not like that difficult to improvise melodies in the raga you're familiar with. And of course, I second that. It doesn't take much to improvise little bit of melody here and there, but it gets more difficult when you try to improvise in the coordination with rhythm and become an artist capable of hour-long performances in a different story. It's, a different story altogether. A performance must have a clear structure. It must feature certain elements. It must, progress coherently, attain climax, and be brought to the conclusion. And it must measure up the certain standards, achieving all that taking many decades of studies and training. And once really will you find an artist who can be taken seriously before the age of 40. The raga, also called rag, the raga performance, especially a raga, can be thought of as a scale, a musical theme created by choosing a specific set of notes from within an octave. Music has the power to move us because it can speak to our deepest emotion, and through the modes it creates, different set of notes evoke different moods and inspire different feelings. Here are a few examples. Scale Bilawal, the Bilawal All Natural, Kafi, the 3rd and the 7th flat, and Bhairo, the flat 2nd and 6th, Hamaj, the 7th flat, Todi, 2nd, 3rd and 6th and 4th sharp. The main thing Indian classical music does is explore the melodic and, you know, emotional potential of different ragas. About 500 ragas are known, of including historical ragas today. Sometimes raga dies out if people stop performing them, but then new ragas are born all times, and some of them endure. So the number of ragas is not fixed. Students first learn the important ragas and then spend many years mastering the ragas of their choice. And here is the analogy to help you visualize a raga. If you think of the octave as a beam, the light spectrum, the musical note would be like the color in the spectrum, and the raga would be like the color scheme. By restricting yourself to only a few of the color in the spectrum, you get ready-made theme to work with. And you get a ready-made theme to work with, right? Say you choose a color scheme including violet, indigo, green, yellow, and red. You could come with any number of creative ideas for how combine these colors for a beautiful effect. Every time you paint with the color scheme, the result could be very different. Give the same color scheme to different thing and that will become something else. And you know, they would add your imagination, they would add up to your equation, create a whole new dimension of variety and the possibility of what can be done with any given color scheme is endless, you know. And yet all painting in that color scheme would share an easily recognizable underlying quality that is distinct from the painting based on the color scheme, and that is how raga works. Defining classical context. Many of the Indian classical ragas are derived from folk tunes from various parts of India, and many of the popular light classical music forms in India were based in the classical music. And how does one distinguish between the classical and folk and popular music? So we'll talk about it in the next episode. Till then, take care of yourself and take care of your family, and I am signing off. Allah Hafiz.